Darius Cole stood before the mirror, adjusting his tie with careful precision. The early morning light streamed through the window, illuminating the sharp lines of his tuxedo. Today was supposed to be perfect, his wedding day. Yet, beneath the surface, a storm brewed. He glanced at his phone, heart racing as he wondered if she would show up. Maya Kingston had been a part of his life he hoped to keep buried, a past he feared would unravel everything he had built. Darius was a respected figure in Atlanta, a successful logistics entrepreneur known for his community involvement. Growing up on the West Side, he had learned early on to shoulder responsibility. The absence of his father and the relentless work ethic of his mother had shaped him into the man he was today. He had spent years striving for validation, earning praise for being the reliable eldest sibling. But the admiration of others felt hollow when weighed against his hidden truth. As he prepared to marry Lauren Benton, his college sweetheart, Darius felt the weight of their relationship looming over him. Lauren was kind and empathetic, the one person who believed in him wholeheartedly. Their life together had its ups and downs, but it seemed strong. Yet since the birth of their second child, Lauren's health complications had pushed Darius further away. Instead of turning to her, he sought validation elsewhere, retreating into silence as emotional distance grew between them. Maya had been a bright spot in his otherwise structured life. Raised by a single mother, she had developed a hopeful spirit despite the world's challenges. Working in a salon, Maya dreamed of creating a welcoming space for everyone. When she and Darius met, it was her warmth that drew him in, her ability to see through his carefully constructed facade. Their conversations had revealed vulnerabilities, yet Darius was still tied to Lauren, a truth he could not face. As the minutes ticked by, Darius felt the tension of his double life. He had lied to Lauren about his whereabouts, purchasing gifts for Maya while pretending everything was fine at home. Each secret weighed him down, a chain pulling him deeper into despair. He knew the cost of maintaining both relationships was high, but he couldn't bear to lose either. With each passing moment, the reality of his situation loomed. The wedding guests awaited, their laughter and excitement echoing through the venue. But all Darius could think about was the door, the entry point that could change everything. As he took a deep breath, he knew that Maya's presence would either complete his joy or bring it all crashing down. Darius's heart continued to race as he stood in front of the mirror. He straightened his tie for the final time, each tug revealing the tightness in his throat. He could hear the murmur of guests in the main hall, their laughter and chatter a stark contrast to the chaos in his mind. What if Maya showed up? The thought gnawed at him, making it hard to breathe. He checked his phone again. No messages. Relief mixed with anxiety. He couldn't imagine facing Lauren if Maya walked through that door. Darius had promised himself this day would be about new beginnings, but he could feel the weight of the past creeping in. He took a deep breath and tried to focus on the joy around him. In the other room, Lauren smiled as she greeted their friends and family. She wore a flowing white dress that hugged her figure perfectly, her eyes sparkling with excitement. Darius admired her from a distance, wishing he felt as happy as she appeared. If only he could be honest with her, but he feared how that honesty would shatter their lives. Then, the door creaked open, and a hush fell over the guests. Darius's pulse quickened. He turned, and there she was, Maya Kingston, standing in the doorway. The light caught her hair, framing her face like an angelic halo. She looked stunning, yet vulnerable, and Darius's heart sank. Maya moved through the crowd, a quiet tension trailing behind her. "Darius," she said, her voice soft yet firm as she approached him. "Can we talk?" Time froze. Darius felt the room spin. He glanced at Lauren, who was momentarily distracted by a group of friends. Darius's instincts screamed at him to walk away, but something about Maya's presence anchored him in place. "Now," he whispered, urgency creeping into his voice. Maya nodded. "Please, I need you to hear me out." He glanced around, searching for an escape. The walls felt like they were closing in, and his secret throbbed like a wound that refused to heal. He stepped aside, leading Maya to a quieter corner. "Maya, this isn't the time," he said, lowering his voice. "I know, but I can't let you get married without telling you what I feel," she replied, her eyes searching his. "What we had, it meant something, Darius." He opened his mouth to respond, but before he could find the words, he heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps approaching. Panic gripped him as he turned, half expecting to see Lauren. Instead, it was a tall figure he didn't recognize. Eyes narrowed with anger. "Darius, what's going on here?" the stranger demanded, pointing at Maya. Darius's heart raced as fear washed over him. This confrontation could expose everything. He took a step forward, desperate to shield Maya, but the tension in the air was thick enough to cut. Darius felt a rush of panic as the stranger approached. The tension was palpable, and the guests around them had fallen silent, sensing something was amiss. He turned to Maya, her calm demeanor contrasting with his racing heart. "Who are you?" the stranger demanded, staring Maya down. Darius stepped in front of her, instinctively protective. "Back off. This is between us," he said, his voice low but firm. "Then what's going on?" "You can't just ignore her," the man shot back. Darius recognized him now, an old friend from his neighborhood, someone who had always questioned Darius's choices. "Maya is not the problem," Darius said, his voice rising slightly. He felt the weight of every eye on him and could almost hear the whispers starting. "The real issue is that I haven't been honest with myself or anyone around me." He turned to Maya, trying to find the courage to speak the truth. "What we had was real, but I let fear dictate my choices. I've run from my past instead of facing it." Maya's eyes softened, understanding the storm swirling inside him. "It doesn't have to end this way, Darius. You can still choose your path." Darius looked back at the guests, his heart pounding. He thought about Lauren, about the life they built together, but what good was a life built on lies? "I can't move forward pretending everything is fine," he said, quieter now, searching for clarity. Lauren emerged from the crowd, confusion etched on her face. "Darius, what's happening?" He felt the ground shift beneath him. "I need to tell you the truth," he said, his voice steady despite the fear creeping in. "Maya and I have a history. I didn't handle it well." Lauren's eyes widened, the hurt evident. "You didn't trust me enough to share this? After everything we've built?" "I was scared," he admitted, the weight of his secret spilling out. "I thought keeping you safe from my past would protect you. But I've only hurt you more." Silence enveloped them. The guests watched, tension hanging in the air as they awaited Lauren's response. She looked from Darius to Maya, her expression a mix of pain and realization. "What do you want, Darius?" she finally asked, her voice trembling. "Do you want to be with her?" Darius closed his eyes, feeling the gravity of the moment. "I want to find a way to be honest with both of you. I can't live a lie anymore." Lauren took a step back, tears brimming. "Then maybe we need to figure out if there is still a path for us." Maya nodded slowly, understanding the weight of the choice before them. The reality of the moment hung heavy, but a new possibility flickered in the distance. The crowd, once buzzing with excitement, now held its breath. Whatever would happen next, Darius knew it would be the start of a different kind of journey, one rooted in honesty, however painful it might be. The cost of secrets had become painfully clear, and now he had to face the aftermath.